This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Salaamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zeenat. Today's topic is about the fifth greater sin. You know, we have been discussing about the greater sin since all the time. So today we have completed like three sins and this is the fifth greater sin. And it is the murder, which is the greater sins, you know. That person whose execution has not been ordered by Allah and the Holy Prophet, it is a very great sin. Traditions which confirms that murder is a greater sin have already been mentioned at the beginning. Moreover, the version of the Holy Quran mentioned clearly the divine punishment for the murderers. So we have to be discussing what kind of murdering. The person who's encouraging to murder someone else is also a sin. Someone who is aborting a baby, that is also a murder. That is also a greater sin. So let's start talking in detail. What is murder? So Surah Al-Nisa says, and whoever kills a believer intentionally, his punishment is hell. He should abide in it and Allah will send his wrath on him and curse him and prepare for him a painful chastisement. Five types of punishments have been ordained for those who kill the believers. The first is hell. They will be in hell, definitely. Secondly, they will be eternal abode in hell. That is the second one, eternally. Third one is involvement in the divine punishment. Fourth one is being the accursed by Allah. They will be cursed by Allah. Fifth one is the great chastisement. So, but an excluding point is permanent punishment is exclusively for disbelievers, you know, for disbelievers, permanent punishment will be there. So one of the beliefs of the Shia Ash'ari school of thought is that the eternal punishment is only for the unbelievers. So in other words, if a person dies in belief, he will not remain under punishment forever. You know, someone who's a believer, he will not be in punishment forever. But someone who is a disbeliever, definitely if he murders someone, you know, someone innocent, the person would be in eternal punishment, you know. But the person who's a believer, if he dies, you know, even if he had killed a believer or someone else whose killing has been prohibited according to the divine command, or even though he has committed other greater sins. Hence, the verse mentioned about has been explained in various ways. You know, one possible explanation is that one becomes eligible for eternal punishment only if he murdered the believer because of his belief. In such is the case that the killer is indeed liable for the everlasting punishment, for he considered the murder of a, you know, believer as forbidden, whereas it is unforbidden, you know, not allowed. To consider a murder of a believer forbidden is an article of faith. Consequently, one who does not have the belief is a disbeliever. So let's talk about the life and the property of a Muslims are protected. You know, we have to get in detail. Maybe we are thinking over here that murdering is going out. Oh, I'm not a murderer. I don't go out and murder people. But that's not it. We have to keep things in consideration that murdering someone or, you know, provoking someone, a hatred in someone, you know, a way to go and murder someone, the person is equally responsible. Or the person who encourages someone for abortion. Or, you know, go out and abort a child. We have to get in detail about that topic. That is also a murder, you know, and there's a punishment for that. So we have to know the details, you know, how we are involved in such kind of a situation. The Holy Prophet announced on the occasion of farewell of pilgrimage, "O people, it is not permitted to kill the Muslims. Similarly, to appropriate the property is not allowed. So do not be unjust upon yourselves and do not revert to disbeliefs after my death." You know, another explanation of the aforementioned hadith is that abide in hell denotes being under punishment for a very long time. You know, one murder is equal to the killing of entire humanity. And saving one life, one person's life, is like saving the entire humanity. So let's start getting in detail with that. The Hadith Surah Al-Ma'idah says, whoever slays a soul, unless it be for a man's slaughter or for mischief in the land, it is as though he slew all men. And whoever keeps it alive, it is as though he kept alive all men. All the believers are son of Adam and brothers to one another. One who kills another person perpetrates a great evil and instigates a feeling of malice, revenge and hatred among people. You know, talking about suicide.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Whether we are talking about abortion, which is killing a baby within the own womb, and another one is suicide. If someone is committing suicide, that's also a murder. So it's just not murdering other person, killing yourself. You know, the Almighty Allah says in Surah Al-Nisa, and do not kill yourself, surely Allah is merciful to you. And whoever does this aggressively and unjustly, we will soon cast him into fire. And this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah prohibits the believers from suicide, even in the time of great difficulties. You cannot just say, I'm going through great problems and pains and I cannot tolerate that, and kill ourselves, because a life is actually the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything He has given us is the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave us this life. We have a time, you know, it's a very limited time that we live on this planet, live on this earth, and we go away. We will go away. We will die one day. But that is also in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can kill us, and we cannot even kill ourselves. So no, you have to be very, very careful about this things happening about suicide, because even the Quran has said this very openly. Murder is the worst sin in the eyes of Allah, and severe punishment has been for this people. The opposite of this, that is saving the life of the person, is accordingly regarded as the greatest form of worship. So a murderer does not die as a Muslim. You know, we have to remember, someone who has murdered, whether it any kind of form, whether it's a suicide or murdering someone else or murdering a baby, the following Hadith has said, at the time of his death, the killer is told, die as you wish, die as a Jew or a Christian, you know, or a magician. Another tradition says, a believer is free in the vast expanse of his belief till he colors his hands with the blood of a believer. One who kills a believer intentionally is deprived of understanding of repentance. Now let's start talking about abortion is forbidden. It is definitely forbidden to abort an unborn child, like in the case of a murder. You know, a prescribed fine has to be paid. There is no difference between a fetus and a full-grown man. Even if the killer is its own parents, if a woman takes medicine that causes abortion, she would be liable for punishment of a murderer. The penalty for killing a protected soul is 1,000 miskal of gold. Okay, I don't want to get into that, but we cannot, you know, to abort a fetus intentionally is forbidden. It is evident from the foregoing discussion that human life is considered sacred by the Islamic Sharia, your Islamic laws. Nothing has been given so much importance like the one reserved for the protected soul. So much so that the beginning point of the human life, that is fertilized ovum is also not to be wasted. Once one conception has taken place, no abortion is allowed. The penalty for abortion is, you know, there's also a penalty. But, you know, we have to understand this point that murdering, even as a mother, you know, going out for abortion and intentionally taking the pills to kill the baby or doing any sort kind of things is considered as a murder. It is not even allowed. Definitely there is a penalty and there is also a punishment. So we have to be very, very careful. And there is also many things that we have to take into action. You know, whether it is accidental and intended murder, even in the case of an accidental murder, the hairs of the victim are to be paid for the punishment. You know, there are punishments, there are penalties that we have to be, you know, it can happen. Something that if we have done unintentionally, you know, we did not want it to do. But if we did it, you know, and Islam says we can ask for forgiveness from the person's hair offsprings. And if the family forgives us, then we will be forgiven. You know, definitely there is a penalty. I don't want to get into the laws, but murdering, whether it's a case of abortion or suicide or provoking someone to murder someone, we cannot say, oh, I did not murder that person. No, you provoke that person to murder. You know, all these things are, you know, are forbidden and definitely comes with punishment. So this was an exciting topic. Stay tuned for another exciting one. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need. Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you need. You need to know me. Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.